Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, unfolds in our politics, in the news, and in our spiritual search. This is Heather Rowan Robin speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, and I'm joined by Mark. Mark, are you there?
Mark Waltz over here in New York City.
Wonderful.
Hello, Heather.
Yes.
Hello, listeners.
And hopefully we'll be joined by Ann Ortley, but we'll see. And it's an interesting night tonight with that the sun is just about to conjunct Pluto and the moon is in Scorpio. So people are in a sort of a deep place and reassessing the world and thinking about, you know, what's really important to us at this turning point of the year, because the weather is shifting. There's a real turning point coming up this week on Wednesday when the sun conjuncts Pluto and Mercury turns direct. How are you feeling this stationary Mercury, and what are you seeing?
Well, what I'm seeing is a lot of interest in secrets.
Mm.
Everybody wants to know who's got a secret, and
mm-hmm.
I want to know it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on the political level. It's also in personal levels.
Right.
So a lot of people have been wondering about somebody, whether they have a secret or not, and now they're finding out.
Yeah, there's whether it's, you know, lost papers in Biden's office or many other layers that we're going through this in the process. And the wild weather, I think, is part of the Sun-Pluto conjunction and Mars turning, you know, turn direct, then Mercury is coming to turn direct. We feel all this swirling, heaving energy. And it's great because week after that, Uranus turns direct. And then we've got a real green light for a while. But there's a lot of, when planets shift signs, I just feel all this swirling energy. And we're as swirling as the storm systems coming in from the Pacific. And, you know, it's, how do we handle that in a good way? So we also feel Venus coming to conjunct Saturn this week. So before, you know, you were talking about the secrets. And luckily Mars just now direct in Gemini is really good at busting open secrets, isn't it?
Yeah. And Mercury is quincunx to that Mars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
There's a little battle going over who gets to release the secret.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be an interesting process. You know, I thought it's been so fun. It's funny for me, but it's probably not for the poor guy. Not that I feel sorry for him. Andrew Tate, who is, I don't know what he, I think he was a kickboxing guy. He collected big sports cars, and he was living in Romania and taunted Greta Thunberg, but he did it while there was a pizza box in the picture frame which told the police where he was. And apparently there were several warrants out for his arrest. So he was arrested right, you know, as Mars, right before Mars turned direct when it was stationary. And and in that process, you know, they keep just every day there's something new about, well, we took more sports cars from him. And he was, you know, such an example of Mars retrograde and Mercury retrograde. You know, that often those retrograde planets, if we're doing something really dumb and we're not admitting that we're doing something dumb, we'll do something self-incriminating with that retrograde. Like, you know, I remember some description of a robbery where the person dropped a receipt that had their name on it in the robbery. And here this guy, this guy telling everybody where he was and where all of his cars were in the midst of it all. And so, you know, notice if you've been hiding something, that is a part of the secrets, if you've been hiding something, then it might out into the open. And that you might find that you've tripped yourself open, or that's like sending the email, you know, classic Mercury retrograde stories I've heard of someone who found out her spouse was cheating on her because he accidentally sent the email that was supposed to go to his new fling to his wife.
Yeah, it's easy to do.
There, those little oops, slip ups, which are very Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
So,
with Mercury coming to a station. About to revisit a bunch of spots in the zodiac as it goes forward. Mercury retrograde, when Mercury touches that point and going direct, it releases the secret.
So if you do have a secret, be very careful about where what goes where. And if you are, you know, trying in good faith to communicate, you know, I think sometimes it's hard for people to find the right words with these mercurial aspects and with Mars in Gemini, but once the conversation starts rolling, it usually can get somewhere. One of the other things that we're seeing with Mercury stationary is usually when, you know, Mercury likes to move. So when Mercury is stationary, we have trouble with transportation, where planes just stop. You know, I know several people that are traveling and just had to spend the night at the airport this week, and or because there's no way in or out of their town in California at the moment because it's blocked by mudslides or floods, or the tornadoes going through the south, that, you know, it's transportation right now is something you really want to check, make sure that your plane is going, that your road is clear, that the storm isn't going to, you know, dump snow on that pass before you try to get there.
And still be prepared for it all to change.
Right.
No matter how many times you check, you know.
Right. Yeah. Keep your insulators with you, as I say. Insulators is what they call the kind of grown-up snow pants that people use up here in the north. And so you can bring your insulators with you. And so that is all kind of exciting material. What would you say would be good advice? Because often those stationary planets help us in part of our spiritual search. They ask us to hold still, and that we find that doing spiritual practice under retrograde planets can be really powerful. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, it's actually a good thing to do if you meditate. Spend part of your meditation just reflecting on whatever planet you choose. So if a planet is stationing, think about that planet. What does it mean? How does it play in your life? And let it talk to you. So Mercury is stationing this week. Spend some, part of that day just being open to what Mercury means to you.
That's a beautiful piece. And my daughter, who's been doing some genealogical research for our family, has found that, and she has Mercury retrograde in Italy, that she, you know, is a very busy paralegal, but she chooses Mercury retrograde as the time to just do some really serious genealogical research. She figures if we're looking into the past, that would be a good use of it. And we just had a major breakthrough of finally finding, you know, one relative in Germany in the 1800s that had been an absolute block for years. So we just made a breakthrough. And she said it's near their birthday that they were born in the first week of February, and that she often finds that when she's looking for a missing relative, because we knew none of these relatives, we had no knowledge of the people in our past, that that she finds them right around the time of their birthday. And she doesn't know it's their birthday until she finds them. But when she kind of traces it down, that it's often, it seems that around their birthday, they're suddenly more accessible and she can figure out where to look, which I thought was
an interesting description.
And again, for people that are born with Mercury retrograde, often they can feel more, they can get farther with while Mercury's retrograde than the rest of us. And if they know how to navigate this time, which is an interesting process. So we've got a lot of people on the call. Let's check in and see who needs what today.
Okay.
Hello, area code 530307. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Yes, hi. My birth date is 6/26/1959.
26/1959. Yes, time?
Born in Los Angeles, California.
Mm-hmm. What time were you born?
At 8:18 p.m.
18 p.m. in Los Angeles. And how can we help you today?
I just wanted to look at how you feel about my health at this point and what it's looking like in the future.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything in particular that you've been worried about?
Just working on healing from a 2-month hospital stay about a year ago, working on my lungs.
Was it related to COVID?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was wondering if you had long haul COVID. But you did have some leftovers from that time.
No, I don't have long haul at all. It's just that I had an abscess on my lungs, so
okay,
that had to heal. But I never had long haul.
Good
COVID.
Good. Because what I'm seeing is, you know, it looks like 2 years ago, you know, you had your progressed sun conjunct Pluto, and had, so that's a time when people tend to have, if they're going to have a close call, they might have a close call around that time. But you're just coming out of some tough aspects. Pluto has just finished an opposition to your Mercury, so, you know, it's going to come back and talk to it again in the fall, but it's been going back and forth, oppose your Mercury, which is breathing and thinking and health for a while, and it's improving. Neptune is still going to be talking to your moon for a little while. So go gently, and it uses, I'd say that leaves you feeling sensitive, but also sensitive in a good way, where, you know, aromatherapy or homeopathic, so subtle healing methods can be really helpful for you in this process. And it would say, you know, really working to strengthen often because you're feeling permeable in the best of ways, you know, really strengthening your gut biome should help it. But in general, I think it looks like, you know, your energy, Uranus is going to be squaring your Venus and Mars. There's new life force coming into your life. What I wondered about that was if you had heart inflammation. And if you don't,
no.
Left over, then, and it was just your lungs, then that's going to be really improving.
Awesome. So it's looking like my health is going to be strong?
Yeah, it's stronger. You're going to be building it up
stronger.
Over time. Right. And it just needs to keep building it up and keep working with it in a really holistic way. Because
that's what I'm doing.
Excellent. Excellent. So it looks good.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. You take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
And area code 412-596, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Yes. I was calling, my birthday's August 16th,
1967. Okay. August, what was that? I'm sorry.
16th.
Mm-hmm. 1967. Time?
7:46 p.m.
And where?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh. I am slightly numerically dyslexic, which helps me with reading a chart. I can read the charts upside down and sideways, but sometimes when Mercury is retrograde, I have to really make sure I get the numbers in the right order. But, you know, it's like I see things in a circle. Good. But, so, yes, and what was your question?
So, basically, my life's been turned upside down in the last several months with the passing of my husband. And we've been trying to sell a piece of property. And I was wondering if it's going to sell.
Mm-hmm. And where is that piece? It looks like, yes, there's some big changes coming for you. And fairly
more?
Soon. I mean, no, that could be quite good, like improvement.
Okay.
Good. But give yourself this weekend to not be happy. Okay. The sun conjuncts Pluto in 2 days, right on your progressed moon, and you just might feel like a lot of old emotions and frustrations, and feeling like nothing is ever going to work ever again for the rest of your life. And watch it start to disappear the day afterwards. Okay?
Okay.
It looks to me with that you will hear about the piece of property selling, I would say within 2 months, probably 6 weeks. How long has it been on the market?
Since October. We had originally wanted to list it in August, and things got waylaid, and it didn't really get listed till October.
Right. And you'd almost like going to take it off and put it back on. But it looks like I'm not surprised. Uranus has just retrograded back, and it's about to turn forward next week, and it trines that your moon, and it trines your natal moon. And Pluto, your progressed moon, is conjuncting Pluto. So there's some real changes in home, land, property coming up over the next 2 months.
Okay.
Is this property something that was deeply connected to you and your husband, or was this an extra piece that you had?
So it's extra, but it's my husband really loved it. I did too. It's not that I didn't see that he really loved it.
And Mark, what were you going to say?
Well, you feel a lot of these connections to land and to people with responsibility. It's a heavy responsibility for you, and right now that's feeling even stronger. So try to relax a little and share the responsibility. So the decisions have to be made. It's not your decision. Let it be whoever is most appropriate. So you can support others as much as they support you.
And
okay.
You know, you've got it feels like there's still a lot of emotional attachments to that land. If I'd almost like to say, can you sell part of it and keep part of it?
Unfortunately not.
then if you can really, it's like there's still some threads between you and that land that make it a little hard to let go of. And something you want to just sort of hand it on to the universe. There are other things that are deeply connected to your husband that you're going to keep.
Okay.
Give yourself at least, I'd say, it looks like about 15 months where, you know, if this was another time period, you would be wearing your widow's blacks, that you're going to really feel like a different person and ready to re-engage the world in about 15 months. But you need to give yourself this next year sort of between the worlds, and you know, that not asking yourself to hurry up into the next phase of your life while your progress sun finishes in your 12th house. And then there's a lot of new life force coming back into your life, people that are kind of there to warm your life up, some new exciting new beginnings. It's a really kind of tricky time, and you're not quite sure what you want, and it can feel rather frustrating now. But this is not how your life is going to be for the rest of your life.
Okay, good.
Yeah, in fact, after this time period, you will feel really differently, and you'll be able to handle things in a more steady way. You study anyway, but you're steady with a kind of constriction, and now you'll be steady with a purpose.
Okay. That's encouraging.
And there's something kind of like really honoring what you need in the moment to just be okay. You know, not to be wildly alive, but it feels like small things that are new, that instead of doing something that you've done before with your husband, it's, you know, having coffee not where you usually had it with him, but someplace else. It feels like you need just a little change of scene, not asking a lot of yourself, but a little extra life force here. And that will allow you to hold the memories when they come strongly in a different way. Okay?
Okay.
I'm saying that because Uranus is opposing your Mars and squaring your Mercury. And normally you have a really kind of optimistic outlook, but you lost that. And if you can have optimistic outlook for just a minute at a time, just like, oh, this coffee's not bad, it kind of reminds you that things are changing, but they may be some wonderful surprises coming up in the future when you're ready, when your soul is rested. Because I just feel the emotional exhaustion, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So we're sending you some strong Reiki for your heart. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good luck, and imagine that land going to someone else who can love it and start a brand new story with it.
Okay.
Not a continuation of yours, but a brand new story.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. And let's see. And, okay, this is one more area code 760. We might have room for two. 331, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Birthday is 4/6/66. The time is 12:45 p.m. 1245. And it's Santa Clara. And it's Santa Clara, California. My name's Stacy.
And how can we help you?
Yeah, I've just went from being a pretty healthy person to having a lot of extreme things happen since 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all working out. I'm currently in a second cancer treatment, had broken bones, just a lot of weird things. And it's just been like one thing after another. And my question is, I also know I have right now Neptune transiting at 23 degrees, and it hits my 23 degrees natal Pisces, my Mercury, that, you know, you could see the cluster
there.
Your
Mercury and your Saturn and Chiron all conjunct.
Yeah. So I'm seeing that. I'm seeing I have my nodal return right now with Scorpio and Taurus. And my question is just, you know, I keep on trying to stay positive, but it's, you know, it's just been really hard. And I'm just wondering what kind of
and
life
your chart,
you have that's coming.
Your chart is so full of extremes. You know, you're kind of like, you get like A or an F. You know, you're full of life until you're nearly dying with three things at once. You know, your chart isn't subtle. And you're strong enough to handle that, but sensitive enough to feel every crumb of it with that Pisces lineup.
Yeah.
So Aries, Moon, and Scorpio, Leo rising. Nothing, you know, that, you know, you, it's not, are you strong enough? It's like, when is it sensible for you to be strong, and when do you need to not be strong and be sensitive? And there's a lot about that Neptune on your Mercury-Saturn conjunction. You know, Mercury-Saturn conjunction I like in people. It gives a mental stick-to-itiveness. They're the people that finish a book, finish a degree, finish a process. But it can mean also that your mind can hold on and get stuck in worries and just kind of perseverate. So you got to be careful what it holds on to. But while Neptune's sitting on it, it can help you let go of old patterns. This is a very magical time. And this is a time when you can bring in new models of health and use some of the subtle healing methods and to do some, you know, prayer and really visualizing yourself feeling, what would you do once you're healthy again? And beginning to call in some of that health that's not asking you to feel well when you don't feel well yet. Like, how do you make it safe to be sensitive? That your sensitivities really ask you not to push yourself past where you honestly are, but to be more aware of that. But to imagine, you know, what small, medium, and large joys are waiting for you on the other side of this. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, I mean, right now, like I said, I just got diagnosed with my second cancer, and it was the flip-flop when now it's conjuncting my south node. You know, the south node is in Scorpio, which is my south node. So I got diagnosed the first time when it was opposite. So when my nodal...
Now, the second kind of cancer, how long ago did you get diagnosed with that?
So that one was in May, and... And I do feel like, I mean, I'm super grateful. I have insurance. I'm a school teacher. So I do feel like I'm very supportive in this whole journey.
Three weeks. We're running out of time, so that's why I'm kind of just rushing in here.
Yeah.
3 months ago, your progressed moon went into Sagittarius. It got out of the Scorpio heaviness. And it was in there for 30 months beforehand, going through the very bottom of your chart, really roto-rooting the bottom of your psyche, your pelvis, the roots of your life. And now your progressed moon is heading into Sagittarius with a little bit more lightness, movement, shift, and change coming up in the future. So you may begin to see a turning point.
Okay, I feel it. I mean, I feel it. I see myself whole. I'm just, you know, tired of what's around the corner, and was wondering how that Chiron, how to affect with it, with your wounds, you know, with the Mercury and the Saturn, because the Chiron's right there too. So, well, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Well, good luck. We're going to be rooting for you. We're out of time. So this is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye, and everybody take care of themselves this week, and we'll see you next week. And Mark?
Okay. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. And peace be with you.
Wonderful. Take care. Good luck. Bye.
Okay. Night.